Yitzchak Avinu, everyone, is the forgotten Av. He's the one that people forget about, the one that everybody doesn't think about. It seems like he doesn't even have a parsha, even though clearly parshas told us is his. I've heard Apikorsim speak about Yitzchak Avinu in the extremely negative terms, saying that he was an Av with something that was an issue, only there because of his father and son, Chas V'Shalom. But Yitzchak Avinu just seems to be that, you know, you see Avram Avinu and you say, well, you have Lech Lecha, the end of Noach, you have Vayera, Chayisara is still in Avram Avinu's Parsha, you have Yaakov Avinu all over the place after Toldos, right? At the end of Toldos, and then Vayetze, Vayishlach, you know, they're all dealing with Yaakov in some way, shape, or form. And then there's Yitzchak. But the truth is that Yitzchak is something completely different. There's a completely different way of looking at Yitzchak, and it's from a Gemara. It's in Pei Tesim Abeis in Shabbos. It says, Amar Shmuel Merachmeinim or Bionison, Maidichsiv Kiatu Avinu, you are our father, is in Yeshaya. Ki Avram lo yadanu, Yisrael lo yakirenu. Avram doesn't know us. Yaakov Avinu doesn't recognize us. Ato Hashem Avinu goalenu, Yisrael lo yakirenu. You are our father and our redeemer, Me Olam Shimcha, from always, from forever, was your name. Now it's weird, because in the beginning of the parsha it says, you are our father, seemingly referring to Yitzchak, not Avram and Yaakov. Then at the end of it, it says, you, Hashem, are our father. So how do you do this? So the Gemara says, in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to Avram Avinu, your sons have sinned. Destroy them. Let there be a Kiddush Hashem. That's the response that Avram Avinu has. I'll tell Yaakov. He raised those children, the Shvatim. He had pain. Maybe Yaakov will daven for them. He says to Yaakov, your children have sinned. Destroy them for the Kiddush of your name, to make a Kiddush Hashem. The older ones aren't giving me good reasons. The younger ones aren't giving good etzas. He said to Yitzchak, your sons have sinned to me. Are they my sons and not your children? Right, when they were makdim, nasa to nishma, you called them my son, my firstborn son, aksha banai velo banecha, now they're my sons and they're not yours. Va'od kama chatu. And also, how did they really sin? Kama shnosa sholem. How long does a person live for? Shivim shana? You live for 70 years? Dalas rin delo anashtalayu. Take away 20 years that you don't punish them for. So they're down, pashalu chamishin. They only live for 50 years. Dal chavhei delay lusa. Take away 25 years where it's nighttime and they're not really sinning. So you're left with what? You're left with Tashalu Chafe. You're left with 25. Dal Tarti Sriyo Palga. Take away 12 and a half years. Ditsluyeo Mechal de Besakise. They're eating, they're davening, they're going to the bathroom, they're doing their needs. Tashalu Trace Sriyo Palga. So all you're left with is 12 and a half years of sins. Even if they sinned every day in which they had the ability to sin for their lives, they only sin for 12 and a half years each. Imatasovos Kula Mutav. If you're willing to take it all on, good. Vim Lav, and if not, Palgalai Palgalach. I'll take half, you take half, we'll forgive them. Right? I'll take 6 1/4 years, you'll take 6 1/4 years, we'll forgive them. And if you want to say, no, it's all on me, said Yitzchak. If you're going to say, it's all on me, and then I've got to take it on, Hakrivis Nafshach Kamai. Do you remember? I sacrificed my soul to you. So it's all on me, and I'll forgive every single person. Kol Sula HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechavilu Yitzchak. I skipped the line over here. Pasku Amru, they got up and they said, Ato Avinu, you are our father, they said to Yitzchak. Amalem Yitzchak, Yitzchak said, Ashant HaMakalsim Li, Kol Sula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before you praise me, you should praise God. Now Hashem will then show, Yitzchak will then show them HaKadosh Baruch Hu right in front of their eyes. They're going to lift up their eyes to the heavens and say, Ato Hashem Avinu, not you Yitzchak, but you Hashem are a true father. Go aleinu me'olam shmecha, and your name is always there. That's Yitzchak Avinu. What is this medrash trying to tell us? That Avram and Yaakov are out to get us? And Yitzchak Avinu is the only Av that cares about us? Is that the point of the Medrash? And what changed? How is Yitzchak Avinu all of a sudden on our side and he wasn't until now? Was this a shocker to anybody? It's a very, very strange Gemara. So who is Yitzchak Avinu? So there's Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in this week's Parsha, and Emes Liakov says over an idea and he points out a Rambam. The Rambam as well in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. When he starts off Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and everybody knows, the famous Rambam goes through sort of like the history of the Jewish people. In the very beginning, he says, this is what Avram Avinu did. Avram Avinu accomplished what he accomplished, and he worked really hard. And it goes into, and he was Makariv and Megayer and Bragerim. And then he speaks about Yaakov Avinu, the Rambam. Go see Yaakov Avinu. He used to sit and teach Torah all day and skips over Yitzchak. Why would he skip over Yitzchak? Was Yitzchak not Megayer Gerim? Did Yitzchak not have Gerim? And if he didn't, what was the difference between the method of Avram, which he was Megayer Gerim, which we know, Yaakov Avinu, which apparently also was Megayer Gerim, and then Yitzchak? According to the Rambam, it seems Yitzchak Avinu only had one student, Yaakov. He's part of the Mesorah. Avram gave to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak gave to Yaakov, and that's all we have. There is no other part. That's it, the end of the Mesorah, so to speak, of Yitzchak Avinu's Mesorah, and there's nothing left. Why is that? Why do we know so little about him? So I think the way to understand this, Rabbi Yaakov, is a very simple one. Avram Avinu, we all know, represents the Midah of Chesed, and that's an obvious one. We all say, Titein Emes Yaakov, Chesed LaAvram, right? Chesed is given to Avram Avinu. Well, that means, in our simple minds, that means he gave food to anyone. He was in charge of chesed weddings. He made sure that everybody had whatever they needed, right, whenever they were. When I get called up about Shidduchim, I just called up last night, does he do chesed? What 22-year-old does chesed? I said to her, I just threw it back at her, I said, what does your daughter do for chesed? Quieted her down for a little bit. My daughter, she helps the elderly across the street. It's hard. 22 years old, it's hard. I'm not saying it's impossible. There are so many ways, so many ideas that you can have that can bring about chesed. But what is chesed? So we think it's like, you know, you bring food or you do something like that. And it might be true. That is definitely part of it. But it's missing the point. When his guests would comment on his hard work and how much he did for them, and Avraham was running around, and we saw what he did with the Malachim, and that's when he was sick after the Bris Milah and willing to do what he's willing to do. When we see that, he would say to them, this is just an example of how to serve Hashem. It was just an example. He showed them that if you want to walk in the footsteps of a God that does everything for everyone, you want to be like God. And if Hashem does everything for me, then certainly I should be willing to do everything for you. That what he was telling them is true chesed is acting the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu would act. Do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do. It's a method of finding God within this confusing world of ours. That's why when a person does chesed, when he does do a chesed, he feels good about himself. He's emulating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into the world for everyone to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this and we go anywhere else. We thank our hosts for doing whatever they've done for us, the same way we should be thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything he's done for us, for everything that's going around. That can be understood by everyone. And when he had people hearing that message of following God's footsteps, this is what God does for us, so therefore we should give back to him by doing the same for others, paying it forward, so to speak, right? Of where you do something, building the ark, is that what they call it, right? Acts of random kindness, so it's called the ark. Building that ark and putting it together. That idea is right there. Hundreds of followers, thousands of followers. That makes a ton of sense. That's a method that everybody understood and wanted to be a part of it. They wanted to be a part. I can do that. I can help somebody else out. I can do something else. I can emulate God. That was easy. Yaakov was a little bit different. His avoda, even as the Rambam says it, was sitting down and teaching the people what to do. It wasn't Avram's chesed-oriented experiment, we'll call it. He wasn't going out to the street and having them come in. He would sit down, almost like Shem Be'aver, sitting and learning Torah, and anybody who was searching for the truth would come to him. He's the man of Emes, the man who showed them the beauty of the Torah. What we call Yaakov Avinu is Emes and Tiferes. The beauty of the Torah, everything was sitting right there. He didn't go out and proselyte, but Mela, people came to him because they saw the Emes behind what he was doing, and what he was like. And it makes sense not to lie. It makes sense to tell the truth at all times. And that's another derech, where study this book, it's an awesome book. And I don't know what they had at the time, what Yaakov Avinu had. But Yaakov Avinu would tell them, here's what we have to study, here's what we have to do. Let's learn how to tell the truth and be truthful and be good to everybody else. Again, you can make tons of talmidim that way. People understood that, people got that, people understood it more than anything else. That made a lot of sense. But Yitzchak's method was totally different. What was Yitzchak's method? His avoda revolved around Midas Adin and Yira. Pure fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point of awe. When you can't go near the guy. You're scared. You're just scared. Now, I'm not scared of the President of the United States of America. Not scared. But there would be an awe, even by President Trump. I would feel an awe of going near a President of the United States. I'd feel an awe. I would feel that awe if I met President Clinton, if I met President Obama, even if I didn't agree with any of their policies. But it didn't make a difference. If I see a president, I'm going to be scared. But again, not because he's going to beat me up. I'm not going to be worried about that. What am I scared of? I'm scared. I'm in awe of a person who's got that level of power in that position that's up there. I remember one time I met Scottie Pippen. I was scared of my mind to talk to him. Scared of my mind. Now, granted, he's 6'8" and a huge guy and extremely weird looking. That definitely boded well for him. But it wasn't that I was scared to talk to him. I was a kid who was 16, 17 years old, and it was at the height of the Bulls' heyday. I was just in awe of what he was as a person. He's an awesome person. To me, at the time, it was right there. And now I don't think I'd have any problem. Yitzchak Avinu teaches everybody how to live one's life with strict boundaries of what you can do. You can't go outside of these boundaries. You can't do anything else. It has to be exactly this, and if you don't follow my rules, then you're out. Then you're out. That's extremely difficult. There's no compromise with such a derech. A derech like that, there's no real innovation. It's just doing exactly what it is. You have to be willing, this is the world of Yitzchak, to sacrifice everything you have and literally be a korban in order to do what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do. And that method is not understood by many people. He had one student, Yaakov Avinu. When he told other people that method, they said, well, I mean, Avraham Avinu didn't teach me that. Avraham Avinu taught me how to go out and get other people, how to find that Kadosh Baruch Hu throughout the entire world. But Yitzchak's avoda was a very, very private avoda. It was an avoda which almost was for himself. People recognized it. When they saw him, they knew he was right. The wording of the plishtim when they saw him was, Ra'o ra'inu ki haya Hashem imach. We have seen that Hashem is with you. They understood it. They knew it. They could tell that he was special. They could tell that he had a special method, and he made a tremendous kiddush Hashem, even though they didn't understand that derech. But there's a difference. The plishtim fought with him tooth and nail over the be'eros that he made, the wells that he made. They would not allow him to have an easy time. When he became successful, they chased him out of the land, because they saw that such a method could be very damaging to our economy, to everything we have over here. It's not Avraham Avinu that they chased out. Avraham Avinu, they allowed to stay. Yaakov Avinu, in theory, could stay where he was, because Yaakov's and Avraham's methods were not pervasive into the outer society. They weren't changing what was going on around them. But Yitzchak, it's all about you do this or you can't survive. It's almost like communism. And it is, in a way. You have to be this way or there's nothing else. That method, that idea, that derech, does not lead to Gerim. Avraham Avinu's Gerim may have left him for that reason. They're so used to what Avraham Avinu told them, and all of a sudden Yitzchak's telling them the opposite. They couldn't do it. It could be why Eliezer left. That's the idea. But all midos have a purpose. Every single one. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov combined created his children. We truly are the progeny of our avos. And what that means is that we truly take on the midos that our avos represent in different ways. They ingrained within the nature of every Jew to have chesed and want to show what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does in the world. To be emistic and mamish, show we don't want to lie, we don't want to say anything bad, and to have true yira. All of that is there. Every person has a certain one of these midos that stick out more than others. Some people are more emistic than they are chesed oriented or yira oriented. Some people are more chesed oriented than they are emistic or yira oriented. That's not a bad thing. Each one, each person takes on their own role. And what it is, some are more Avram, some are more Yaakov, but some are more Yitzchak. Learning how to use your midos properly and how to be moser nefesh in the right way and to give up what you want because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rules and allows you to be inside that little, call it kafalein har kegigis, the barrel of what the Torah gives us to be in. To stay inside there is also extremely important. And by some people, that is their ikar. It's the mesiras nefesh that a person is willing to do. In the end, although that method was never popular in and of itself, and it didn't attract the masses, and it doesn't even get a full parsha in the Torah because it's not easy to understand, that condition stayed with us. And because of Yitzchak, we have a strength and even a desire to be Moser Nefesh that no other nation has. That we can make a Kiddush Hashem that nobody else has. Because it's different. It's not Avram. It's not Yaakov. Within us is that Yitzchak Avinu that means so much to us. I think that's the understanding of what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky meant with that. But if we understand the Yitzchak within, there will be no questions when we're asked to be Moser Nefesh what it means to be Moser Nefesh. Have a good day, everyone. Shabbat shalom. Guys, everybody, Reverend Evans.